Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to another episode of MovieCast, Movie That Makes You. And for this wonderful afternoon in the Philippines and morning in their end, I got another Armenian student who visited us. And she's here to share her best movie of all time. She's going to tell us a little bit about the movie. And then later on, she's going to share as well how did the movie inspire her social and emotional life. So without further ado, let's all welcome Ellen Israelian. Ellen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am fine. Thank you. How
That's
are
wonderful.
You?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So, my listeners and also, of course, me would like to know more about you first. So, can you introduce yourself to us, Ellen?
Yes, of course. I'm Ellen. I'm 16 years old and I'm Armenian. I learned in high school. I think that I learned well. I have hobbies. I like to watch films and I have my favorite film.
Wow,
I think that's all.
That's nice to hear. And I'm so happy that you as well like to watch movies. So let's get started. Ellen, can you tell me and all my avid listeners, what is your best movie of all time?
It's American film or serial called Dr. House. It's about medicine. And I think that I can start telling you about that.
All right, sure. So can you share something about it for me, please?
I think that that film is very popular and very knowledge. It give you so knowledge that you can know about medicine. And you can help you yourself and other people in your environment.
Wow!
In the lead roles are Hillary, Lisa Edelstein, Jesse Spencer, Robert Sean, Jennifer Morrison, and Omar Epps. Film is about medicine. The primary actor, Greg House, is an essential maverick doctor who specializes in diagnostic medicine. Does whatever it takes to solve puzzling cases that come his way using his crack team of doctors and his wits. I think that I can tell you about the film more. House is an American medical drama television series that originally ran on the Fox Network for 8 seasons from November 16, 2004 to May 21st, 2012. The series' main character is Dr. Gregory House, an unconventional misanthropic medical genius who, despite his dependence on pain medication, leads a team of diagnosticians and functional practitioners at Plainsboro Teaching Hospital in New Jersey. The series premise originated with Paul Tension. Will David Shore, who is credited as creator, was primarily responsible for the conception of the little title character. The show received high critical acclaim and was consistently one of the highest rated series in the United States. House often clashes with his fellow physicians, including his own diagnostic team, because many of his hypotheses about patients' illness are based on subtle or controversial instinct. His flouting of hospital rules and procedures frequently leads him into conflict with his boss, hospital administrator and dean of medicine, Dr. Lisa Keddy. House's only true friend is Dr. James Wilson, head of the Department of Oncology. During the first three seasons, House's diagnostic team consists of Dr. Robert Chase, Dr. Alison Cameron, and Dr. Eric Foreman. After that season, the team was changed, but he doesn't stop to solve the puzzling cases. House was among the top 10 series in the United States from its second season to the fourth season. Distributed to 66 countries, House was the most watched television program in the world in 2008. The show received numerous awards, including five Primetime Emmy Awards, two Golden Globe Awards, a Peabody Award, and nine People's Choice Awards. On February 8, 2012, Fox announced that the eighth season then in progress would be its last. The series finally arrived on May 21st, 2012, following an hour-long retrospective. And I think that you can watch the film, and I think that it will give you many emotions.
That is really interesting. And Ellen, I would just like to ask you a few questions, if you won't mind. So what made you decide? Why did you choose House? There are lots of TV series, but why House, Ellen?
At first, I want to say that I like medicine very much. When I was a child, I think that I will be a doctor. And I watch many films about medicine, and House is one of them, which is in my heart.
That's nice. So just like what you dream in becoming a doctor, so you saw something in this TV series that, you know, made you realize that, oh, being a doctor is really good. So you were inspired by Dr. House, right?
Yes.
Perfect. That sounds fantastic.
He is a man who is I don't know what to say about him, because he is a very kind and interesting man. He gave me so much knowledge.
That's good to hear. And also, do you have any favorite episode in the series, maybe, that you can share? Any memorable episodes that you can, you know, at least share with us?
I think that all of its series,
it is memorable. All of the episodes.
There were one illness. When in operation, they will cut the man's hand. And at 1 second, in 1 second, Dr. House came in and say that it doesn't matter. You won't cut the hand because illness was changed. I think that it is the other illness, and they didn't cut the hand, and that man was very happy. That's memory, I think.
That's nice. Now, for the highlight of this podcast, Ellen, I would like to ask you, how did the TV series House inspired your social and emotional life?
Oh, this film gave me emotional, happy and funny emotions. It also gave me knowledge about medicine, and I think that it is very important. Dr. Gregory House is a man who in all films, in all film, gave me so much emotions. I think that I cry and be happy in any seconds. There were times that I cry, and in 1 second my emotion was changed and I was very happy.
That's nice that, you know, just to share with you and all our listeners, if we really love and enjoy what we are watching, it would really impact within our emotions. And just like what you shared, you got happiness, you felt sad, so definitely you enjoyed. And house has a certain part in your life. So that is good to hear, Ellen. And now, Ellen, before we end our episode, I would just like to ask you if you have any message to our listeners, to teenagers just like your age. Do you have any message to tell them, or would you like to thank your teachers? I'm giving you the opportunity to give your final words to them, Ellen.
I think that I can say is that you can watch films which will give you knowledge, and that is important. And you can read books about them, what you like, and you can impress about, with it. That's all.
Sweet and short. So thank you for that. So dear listeners, you just listened to a very wonderful Armenian girl who fell in love with this TV series about a doctor who knows how to live with his profession. It really touched this young teenager, and she decided that this would be her best movie or TV series of all time. And with that, Ellen, thank you very much, and I'm pretty sure that this episode will be a hit. So once again, this is Brian, your host for MovieCast, movie that makes you. Until next episode, have a good day, Ellen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.